This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nick Boruff, B-O-U-R-F-F, of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Boruff, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Nicole Shaw, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. Shaw is S-H-A-W. On January 31st, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation based upon review of medical records and taking a long history from the patient directly from the telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 28-year-old female, weight 180 pounds, height 5'1" tall, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 15th of 2019, period. It is this automobile accident of October 15th, 2019, that I am directing this independent medical evaluation, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended, period. The patient was in a Mazda passenger vehicle, period. She was hit by another car with mild to moderate damage, period. I did review photos of the vehicle, period. The patient was jerked, period. She had immediate pain in her low back radiating down both legs, comma, neck pain, comma, headaches, comma, and radiating pain down both arms, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing low back pain that radiates down both legs, period, period. The legs go numb, and it radiates down to essentially close to both feet, period. The patient did have a prior automobile accident that I'll discuss later with back pain, and this present automobile accident aggravated her pre-existing problems in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. She states she is having approximately 40% more pain with this automobile accident, period. She is experiencing occasional neck pain with headaches, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain is described as constant and throbbing, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs, period. It occasionally radiates to both hips, period. As mentioned, she did have pain in this region from an earlier automobile accident. However, the pain is now a constant pain rather than occurring a few hours a day prior to this second automobile accident, period. She is also having more radiation of her pain from this automobile accident, period. Her neck pain is described as intermittent and occurring approximately 2 hours a day, period. It is an aching, pinching type pain, period. It radiates down both arms, period. Her headaches are essentially constant, especially when she has her neck pain. And it occurs only when she has her neck pain and with weather changes, period. The pain involves her entire head and ranges in intensity from a good day to 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that an ambulance that day took her to IU downtown. She did have CAT scans, period. She followed up with Dr. Doran, D-O-R-A-N, her pain management doctor at Goodman Campbell. She was seen frequently there, and she did have back injections and ultimately a rhizotomy, period. She did have nerve blocks, period. She did seek a second opinion by another physician, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with sleeping, period. These are severe difficulties, period. She has problems walking over 2 miles, period. She has difficulty with activities that involve squatting, bending, and twisting, period. She has difficulty walking upstairs, period. She has problems with fast movements, period. Housework and yard work is affected, period. Sports are affected as well, period. New paragraph, medications include over-the-counter medications, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications such as Advil as well as using stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for scoliosis. She was treated with a back brace as a teenager, and most of her pain resolved by age 18, but she is still experiencing occasional back pain, especially in the upper back from the scoliosis, period. She has a history of absent type seizures, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals right knee surgery as well as a rhizotomy to the low back in approximately 2020, period. She does feel strongly that the need for rhizotomy was contributed by this particular automobile accident, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient did have back pain from a prior automobile accident of September of 2018, period. There was a suspected herniated nucleus pulposus at that time, period. She did have physical therapy as well as chiropractic treatment and cortisone injections, period. She was better prior to this present and second automobile accident, but the pain, rather than being intermittent, is now constant, and she is having more radiating pain, period. Past traumatic medical history reveals that she did have a back sprain playing soccer as a teenager, and that essentially resolved without any significant treatment, period. As mentioned, the patient does have scoliosis, primarily in the upper back area, and is only now having minimal pain, period. The patient has only had two automobile accidents of any consequence. She has not had any work injuries, period. She has not had any major injuries to her neck, but was having some problems from the first automobile accident, period. She was having some headaches from the first automobile accident that was treated with physical therapy and cortisone injections, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a credentialing specialist, but as a result of this accident, has to go home occasionally to rest, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room progress note dated October 15th, 2019. History is the patient is presenting after a motor vehicle collision. She was rear-ended on physical examination. Abnormalities were noted and documented, including tenderness to palpation on the midline cervical spine and lower thoracic and lumbar spine period. Their assessment was 1, motor vehicle collision, 2, neck pain, 3, back pain. They did CTs of the cervical spine, head, lumbar spine, and thoracic spine. They were basically negative for fractures, period. IU Health notes and procedures dated November 20th, 2019 and January 15th, 2020 shows a lumbar epidural steroid injection at the L4-5 level under fluoroscopic guidance period. Goodman Campbell Brain and Spine notes February 13th, 2020 state in addition to her low back, she also was having complaints of cervical pain with pins and needles, numbing pain in her upper extremities bilaterally, period. I did order a cervical MRI that showed some slight disc bulging at C5-6 and C6-7. Would recommend a cervical epidural injection at C6-7. The patient was not interested in more injections, period. Abnormalities were noted on examination, including the right arm. There was decreased strength and tone of the deltoid, comma, biceps, triceps, right wrist, wrist extension, comma, wrist flexion, and hand intrinsics, period. Same abnormalities were noted in the left arm. In the right and left leg, there were decreased strength and tone of the quadriceps, comma, hamstring, comma, foot extension, and flexion, period. Examination of the head and neck revealed tenderness over the head and neck, limited painful range of motion of the neck and shoulder regions, tenderness over the lower back and spine, and limited painful range of motion of back motion, period. By Goodman Campbell, examination notes April 24th, 2020, show decreased strength and tone of the quadriceps, comma, hamstring, comma, foot extension and flexion, period, tenderness over the low back and spine, limited painful range of motion of back motion, period. Her lumbar MRI showed a disc herniation at L4-5 with contact of the descending L5 nerves causing mild spinal canal narrowing, period. Goodman Campbell Brain and Spine notes July 24th, 2020, states that she is a pleasant 25-year-old female, continue to have back pain stemming from motor vehicle accident she was in 2018, and then again in October of 2019, period. She has not gotten significant relief with steroid injections so far, is here today to talk about other options, period. Procedure note, September 30th, 2020, shows a radiofrequency lesioning of the lumbar medial branch nerves to denervate the facet joints on the right L4-5 and L5-S1 under fluoroscopic guidance, period. Indiana Medical Consulting notes from February 25th, 2022 by Dr. Silbert. Review the history of her complaints and appeared to be very biased. As I have typically found from this doctor in the past, period. He does note the herniated discs in the lumbar area, or at least, he noted the lumbar herniated disc. Dr. Dr. Silbert states that she continues to have neck and lumbar pain and feels that a lot of this pain goes back to her prior scoliosis. He relates a lot of her present pain to the motor vehicle accident of September 3rd, 2018 period. He states that the October 15th, 2019 appears to be a relatively minor accident based upon the emergency room notes as well as her automobile photos, period. I, Dr. Mandel, disagree with this as the Methodist Hospital emergency room notes are quite significant with abnormalities noted on examination, and they did an extensive radiographic and expensive workup, which they would not have done had it not been a significant automobile accident, period. I think the photographs of the automobile also show that a great deal of the force of the injury was transferred to the patient, as the vehicle that she was in did not plastically deform as would occur on more expensive and well-built vehicles, period. He states in his records that the events of October 15th, 2019 were a very minor sprain and strain. And played no role in clinically changing her already chronically symptomatic cervical and lumbar spine issues, period. The patient and I obviously disagree with that assumption, period. What I find extremely insulting is he states that Ms. Shaw would appear to have symptoms suggestive of Munchausen syndrome, period. He says this is based on her extensive medical records of doctor visits with little objective test findings to support her various complaints, period. After I, Dr. Mandel, have reviewed her prior medical records, I have found no suggestion of Munchausen syndrome, nor any diagnosis of that prior being made, period. He feels that the treatment that she was given at the Methodist emergency room and the limited treatment by Goodman Campbell would have been reasonable, period. I disagree with that, as I have found that all the treatment that I have outlined above and reviewed were all appropriate, necessary, and related to the automobile accident of October 15th, 2019, period. He also states in his records that conservative treatment for 6 to 8 weeks would have been reasonable, period. He does not believe she suffered from any permanent injury impairment, and I totally disagree with that, period. He states that the injuries from October 15, 2019 should not have affected her ability to perform daily activities, period. The patient and I obviously disagree with that and have documented several of the activities of daily living affected earlier in this letter, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by me, Dr. Mandel, are number one, lumbar trauma, strain, pain, comma, herniated nucleus pulposus L4-5, comma, and lumbar radicular pain, period. Number two, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, C5-6 and C6-7, disc bulging, comma, and cervical radicular pain, period. Number three, cephalgia, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by an aggravation of her prior automobile accident of 2018 and aggravated significantly by the automobile accident of October 15th, 2019, period. As I mentioned, all the treatment that was rendered to her from the automobile accident of October 15, 2019 was all appropriate and reasonable, period. The rhizotomy that was given to her was significantly caused by the automobile accident of October 15th of 2019, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include additional injections to the cervical and lumbar regions at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. The patient will be more susceptible to future surgery, such as a fusion to the low back and possible correction of herniated nucleus pulposus in the cervical region, period. The patient was certainly more susceptible to the need for these types of surgeries based upon her first automobile accident, but will be much more prone and likely to need these surgeries as she ages as a result of the automobile accident of October 15th of 2019, period. The patient can benefit by the use of a back brace at an estimated cost of $300, period. This back brace would need to be replaced every 2 to 3 years for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need over-the-counter type analgesics and anti-inflammatories at an estimated cost of $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit at an estimated cost of $500, period. New paragraph. The patient has definitely sustained permanency and an impairment as a result of her aggravation of her injuries in the cervical and lumbar areas, period. It would be difficult to put an actual numeric value because the automobile accident of 2019 was an aggravation of her prior auto accident of 2018, period. Also, scoliosis is a mild contributor to her problems, period. As a patient ages, she will be more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions, and this was certainly contributed to by the automobile accident of October 15th of 2019, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient but have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.